96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Spring isn't just for spring cleaning. It's also a time of renewal, not just for you, but for your home. And that means decorating and renovating, changing things around a bit. But doing that can be expensive, but it doesn't have to be. Well, tonight we're talking about beautifying your home without breaking the bank. My guests are Lorna Gross Bryant, president of Lorna Gross Interior Design, Megan Brown, project manager with Development Management Associates, and Sean Clark, a frugal interior design shopper. If you want to talk about making your house look absolutely gorgeous, designing on a dime, give us a call if you have any questions or comments. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can follow me on Twitter at HFisher, WHUR, or at Daily Drum, WHUR. Ladies, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Having us.
Thank you.
Okay, so I will start with Megan.
Yes.
Where do you start?
Well, you start with a budget.
Okay.
I would say, because if you don't have a budget, it really isn't a project. Think about what you're willing to spend, what you're comfortable spending, and consider that 10% of that should be for unforeseens, something that you wouldn't have expected. Say you open up the wall and it turns out that the pipe behind there is rusted. Mm-hmm. You certainly want to correct that before you do any upgrade to the tile or the wall, the floor, etc. So really think about what you're comfortable spending. And put some aside in case something happens that's unexpected.
What's the difference between renovation and decoration?
Let's see. Renovation, I would say, suggests that you're tearing something out, starting over, refreshing it. It might involve a bit more construction, a bit more labor. Decorating is perhaps adding items to a room that's already that the walls are already there.
Mm-hmm.
So you're really kind of adding pieces to it more so than, say, tearing it down and starting over.
Now, Lorna, when I think of the title interior designer, I think that you would probably put interior designs with an S on the end, and that S is a dollar sign, okay, or several dollar signs. I mean, interior design and inexpensive, you know, those two are like oil and water. Can they go together?
Well, you can achieve great interior design at a number of different levels. I happen to, unfortunately for this conversation, be a high-end interior designer.
Oh.
But I do understand that you can get value at a lot of different levels. As a segue to what Megan said earlier about always trying to establish a budget, that'll kind of tell you what level of quality or what kind of level of customization, which is a lot of what I do, you can actually afford to do. But what comes after establishing the budget is building a portfolio. That's the next best thing to do. You can do that by creating an idea book on house.com, which is free, or Homify. That'll help you to establish what your style and what your look is. And then from there, you can actually get a sense of how much it's going to cost.
How do you pick an interior designer?
The best way is to do research. If you are actually going to get involved in remodeling and renovations, it's better to get someone who is licensed.
Mm-hmm.
There are decorators and there are designers. Typically, decorators won't necessarily have a degree. They won't necessarily be licensed. That doesn't mean that they don't have a great sense of style and aren't quite useful for whatever it is that your goals are for your project. But typically, if you're going to get into possibly moving some walls and doing some light construction or heavy construction, then you probably want to go with a licensed person, because in interior design, mistakes are very costly.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine so. Speaking of costly, you know, Sean, in being frugal to design one's home, you can be frugal, but someone doesn't necessarily want to be cheap. Where would you start in shopping and helping someone decorate?
Actually, I think you would start mainly, like everyone else has said, the budget. And the budget being that what does your pocketbook dictate? Mm-hmm. As well as you have so many places out here that you can purchase different items, but you have to decide whether you want new versus old versus used. And you go from there. And then, like Lorna said, it's just finding out what it is you want, creating something that you feel comfortable, you want to come home and look at every day. You don't want to come home and every day you see a yellow wall and you hate it.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure that it's something that you absolutely love and enjoy, because your home is supposed to be the safe haven, the beautiful expression of you. In a sense.
Now, what you obviously have your own style, but if I have my specific style, should I have a decorator who is parallel, I should say, or equal to my style? I mean, you know, you may love red and warm colors and the like. I like bright. I mean, have you ever, you know, helped someone decorate and in the back of your mind said,
no, because I think the most important thing is to listen. Mm-hmm. Once you really listen to a person's wants, and then also to, it becomes like, what do they really need sometimes? And then also to, the budget plays a part. So I think, as these professional ladies here, they are going to bring you their expertise, not necessarily their opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with their expertise, they show you the difference in making your mm-hmm. beautiful.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about beautifying your home without breaking the bank. We're talking about renovating interior design. Where do you begin? How much should you expect to spend? And what all goes into it? Okay, so where should, if someone just doesn't have an idea about where to start, is there a place that you suggest if they said, I don't know if it's the living room, I don't know if it's going to be the bedroom, I don't know if it's going to be the basement, where would you suggest that they start?
So I always recommend to people to start with the room where they spend the most time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was having a conversation, for example, yesterday. A lot of people, particularly in this area, spend a whole lot of money on the vehicle that they drive, when in actuality, they don't spend as much time in their vehicle as they do in their home, but yet their houses are empty. So your home, the master bedroom possibly, the bathroom that you go into every morning where you end the day, the kitchen that you spend so much time, you want to make sure that those spaces are feeding you spiritually, because indeed, your home is your sanctuary. So you want to make sure that it feeds you in a positive way.
Okay. So same question for you, Megan. Do you agree with that? Should it be the room where they spend the most time in, or perhaps maybe it's a room where they entertain?
Well, it certainly is a space that you're going to use. And like Lorna was saying, that's going to feed you spiritually. That's going to give you energy. Your home, some people think about it as a sanctuary. Think about that space that's going to recharge your batteries. Also, I would say, you know, you could also, when starting a project, you can start with that space and think about it just as that space. You don't have to think about the whole house. Maybe start with the bedroom, or if you entertain a lot, the dining room, if that's where you want to have your family get together each night and share family time. And then that can also start to inform the design for the rest of the home. Really set kind of your design standards or your design baseline in that room, and then move out to the other spaces.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about renovating and decorating your home. If you have a question or comment, give us a call. Wendy, calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, Wendy. What's on your mind?
Yes. In terms of developing a budget for your interior design, how do you know what the budget should be, and before you know what things cost in that area?
Well, I can tell you that when I'm developing a budget for a client, It's pretty much the same process that a client can take, which is to, if you like, take a look at some photographs or from a shelter magazine or from Houzz and see what your favorite rooms entail. It's basically as if you're taking an inventory. So look at every single item in that room and assign a number to it. If you don't know the number, you may be able to do some research on the internet to determine, okay, this sofa is a leather Italian sofa. It's likely going to be in this range. This rug is a silk rug versus a wool rug, so it's likely going to be in this range. So once you have assigned a number to each one of those items, that will give you a global budget. Now, be that as it may, that budget might be a $100,000 budget, and you might go, I don't have $100,000.
I think the title of this was Designing on a Dime. That's a lot of dimes.
Right. Okay. So then at that point, you have a couple of different options. You can say, okay, well, what can I do for $500? If I'm looking at this room, what's the most important piece for me in this room? And I always say what you want to do is take a look at two different things. One is that your major investment should be in your classic pieces, the most important piece in the room. A lot of times if you're talking a living room, it would be the sofa. You know, you don't want to go too crazy on accent items that might be a trend or a fad piece.
Okay. Well, Wendy, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about renovating and decorating your home. Now is the time for you to talk to renovators, decorators, interior designers. Hey, it's free of charge because they usually do charge. Lines are still open and we'll talk to you in just a bit. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Nadia, we're going to talk to you after the break at 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a moment.